We're joined by the former chairman of the 9/11 Commission, Thomas Kane, former governor of New Jersey and a Republican. Governor Kane, hello.
Hi.
When your report came out back in July, you were talking about an urgent need to restructure the Intelligence Committee, that had to be done very quickly. What's your take on what's going on now in Congress with that?
Well, the Congress has been working hard, but they don't move as fast, obviously, as we'd like. We believe that this is an urgent matter, that there are still people out there trying to attack us, that our intelligence apparatus does not work well, that there's still failures in immigration, and that unless we start fixing these things, we're still going to be in danger.
And if this legislation doesn't get completed in this session of Congress, what happens then, do you think?
Well, if it's it depends. If it means the pressure's off and those enemies of change in Congress are able to block the legislation, then it means we'll be much less safe. If, on the other hand, the conference committee does its work and they come up with an agreement and say we just haven't got time to do it before the election, but we'll do it within weeks after the election is over in a lame duck session, then that's different. That's certainly acceptable.
You talked about enemies of change in Congress. Who would you say those enemies are?
Well, what's happening right now is the Senate has done a very good job. The Speaker has been helpful, I think, in the process. But there are some people in the House who just are dead against change.
I wonder if you share the concern of some of your fellow commission members that the Bush administration is not sending a clear message here, that their support is not unequivocal for what you're suggesting, what you're proposing.
Well, I know that the White House has been helpful, and I know that the president's chief of staff has made calls. I know the president himself has called the speaker. The problem has been there was a letter that came in from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which gave backing to some of the people in Congress who just want the status quo. That was not helpful.
Since your commission's report came out in July, there has been named and approved a new head of the CIA, Porter Goss, and I'm curious what you think in terms of what his role is and how that may change the course of intelligence and intelligence reform.
Well, he, of course, has not been appointed the new National Intelligence Director, and I guess there will not be a new National Intelligence Director until the legislation is passed. He's been appointed simply head of the CIA. Now, that's a big job, reforming the CIA. George Tenet, the previous director, said it would take 5 years. Well, we haven't got 5 years. Al-Qaeda wants to attack us now, and the sooner we can get good intelligence and reform CIA, the better it is, and that's Porter Goss's job.
When he was nominated to be head of the CIA, there was some concern expressed that Porter Goss, as a Republican, was too partisan, that wasn't the right pick for that job at this time.
Well, it's a hard choice to make because there are very few people in the country who are really qualified for the position. Porter Goss has been a Republican congressman, and I think if you pick him, this has been a partisan Congress. I think if you pick any member out of the Congress, he's been a bit partisan from time to time, but Goss can be very nonpartisan. I know that. He's knows the agency better than any other member of Congress. He not only knows it from the point of view of a congressman, he knows it also from the point of view of being inside the agency. He was an agent, so they can't fool him. The CIA is great at giving you lip service. They won't be able to give him lip service. He knows where I could use that expression for the CIA, where the bodies are buried.
Hmm.
They won't give him any nonsense. I think he'll do a good job.
I wonder if you have any sense that in the months since your report came out, and there was a lot of public attention, a lot of focus on the issues you were raising, that attention has drifted, that somehow everything that you worked for a long time with your commission might be fading into the background.
Well, we worry about that very, very much. And part of that's been just simply because the election has overwhelmed everything. But we're going to do our best as former commissioners and as the families of 9/11 joined with us to make sure this is before the public, because the last thing in the world that we should have is other families testifying about what might have been done. We are going to be attacked again. If we don't do what we can to prepare ourselves, then government has not then performed its first duty, which is to protect its citizens.
Well, Governor Kane, thanks for talking with us today.
Okay, nice to talk to you.
Former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane was chairman of the 9/11 Commission. He's also president of Drew University in New Jersey.